living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Do you have restless leg syndrome? Do you even know what I'm talking about? If you have it, you know what I'm talking about. It can be very devastating. It's a condition. We don't ultimately know why it happens, but usually at night when you're trying to sleep or when you're sleeping and it wakes you up, your legs start to cramp. They start to kind of, they just feel like something's moving. They can be, it can be anywhere from a sharp type, you know, sensation to kind of a throbbing. It can be in the upper part of the leg, lower part of the leg, calf muscle. It doesn't really matter. So, yeah, your legs feel restless. And it tends to happen at night when you're trying to sleep, which is not good. So people often become sleep deprived because of restless leg syndrome. So, and you know, conventional medicine doesn't do much here. There's a few drugs that can control the nervous system, muscle movements, but you know, come on, those aren't the safest things. So I just wanted to run through some of the latest findings on the natural side of things for treating restless leg syndrome. You know, first are some lifestyle considerations. If you deal with this, avoid stimulants, specifically nicotine and caffeine. Hey, I know, easier said than done. You know, I don't smoke, but I do like my coffee in the morning. So that would be a tough one for me to avoid. But, you know, nicotine and caffeine throughout the day has been shown to increase restless leg symptoms at night. And there's a couple different studies showing that people who can decrease the amount of these stimulants into their system do report feeling much better at night. And they sleep better. And again, it's not a perfect solution to it, but it's a good place to start. So avoid the stimulants. Exercise, increased physical activity really could be one of the best ways to alleviate the symptoms of restless legs. You know, regular exercise it has been shown. As a matter of fact, there was a randomized controlled trial that found that aerobic exercise and lower body resistance training, so that's, you know, doing some weight training on your legs 3 days per week, significantly reduce symptoms of restless leg syndrome. Plus, it helps with sleep. You feel better when you exercise anyways. You control mood better. So there's many benefits to that. So exercise would be important lifestyle consideration here. And then maybe even massage and acupuncture, though the results are a little bit, you know, maybe not as convincing as with, say, exercise, but there are some small studies, pilot little programs showing that massage and acupuncture can help people with restless legs. So avoid your stimulants, specifically nicotine and caffeine, exercise, and so you want to do aerobic and some of the weight training to the lower legs, right? And then, of course, maybe some massage and acupuncture could also help. So that would be the lifestyle considerations. What about supplements? Supplements do work pretty well. I think the first one I should mention is magnesium. And anytime somebody tells me they have restless leg, the first thing I do is I up their magnesium intake. I will increase their magnesium on a daily basis, often doubling what they take. So, you know, most people who take supplements are somewhere around 250 milligrams to 500 milligrams a day of magnesium. There's no problem doubling those doses. You know, if you're at 250, move to 500, 500, move up to a gram a day. And then I also have them keep a little bit of a magnesium powder, like magnesium citrate, by their, you know, maybe near their desk, their nightstand or something, where in some water where you can mix it up and drink it in case you do wake up and are having some episodes, and you'll be perfectly fine. I mean, the only downside to increasing magnesium is it can cause some stool issues, loose stools, but that's, as a matter of fact, magnesium is a great laxative. So most people would rather have that issue than restless legs, actually. So it's usually a compromise people are willing to take. So that's magnesium. There's interesting. So there's different forms of magnesium. Probably the best absorbed one is magnesium citrate. So that's the one you keep by your nightstand. However, there is a form of magnesium that gets into the brain really well and does seem to help. See, remember, what we're learning about restless leg is it's not really the legs. It might be a restless brain. So some research is showing that maybe we should call this restless brain syndrome. And the result is just it's affecting some of the muscles throughout your body, specifically in the lower extremity. So a form of magnesium that increases magnesium in the brain really well, magnesium L-threonate, might be the best form of magnesium for restless leg syndrome. So now, this is a novel form of magnesium. I know that at Life Extension, we have it in a brain formula, and we've only had it maybe for a couple years. So most people are just increasing their normal magnesium. You know, maybe there's a magnesium product out there they like. They've just been increasing that. That's fine. If that works, that's okay. If not, don't give up on magnesium. Maybe try this magnesium L-threonate and then keep the magnesium citrate powder in case you wake up at night. So that's magnesium. Iron also helps. I don't usually suggest people supplement with iron. As a matter of fact, I don't like to see iron in multivitamins. Iron is quite oxidizing, hence rest. And so I think we can get too much of it. Plus, iron is in the water, even with a good filter. Iron is in a lot of the cooking materials that we use. Iron really is not an issue for most people unless you have an iron deficiency anemia. That's really probably the only person who maybe should be taking iron is someone with iron deficiency anemia. So, but consider iron if you do have restless leg syndrome. Several different studies show that iron deficiency seems to make some of the symptoms a little bit worse. So maybe the restless brain / restless legs is a sign of maybe you do need some iron. So that might be something to consider first. But I would do the magnesium. Try the magnesium first before you jump right to the iron. There's another one called diosmin. Diosmin is a natural substance. It's found in the rind of citrus fruit. It's really good for your veins. As a matter of fact, I've used diosmin for varicose veins, spider veins, with some pretty good results for people. So that's diosmin, but it also seems to help just with the tonicity of the veins, and that seems to also help a little bit with some of the symptoms. So you can try a diosmin supplement. As a matter of fact, it's been used in Europe for quite a long time, and it's really only been brought in the United States maybe in the last maybe 4 or 5 years. It hasn't really been tested too extensively in restless leg syndrome, but there's been some small pilot programs where people were taking the diosmin for like spider veins, for instance, or varicose veins. And those the people in those studies that had restless leg reported that their restless legs were getting better. So it's kind of an incidental finding. So maybe diosmin is something else you can try. Hey, green coffee. Why does that work? Well, green coffee is good for diabetics. It turns out that prediabetes, diabetes itself, even just slight elevations in fasting sugar increases the risk for restless legs. And a great place to start with that would be something like green tea extract, maybe even a little bit of extra chromium, just to kind of control sugar and insulin a little bit better. That can also help with the restless legs as well. So let me just cover that again. We have to avoid the stimulants, nicotine and caffeine. We got to exercise. We want to do aerobic and lower extremity resistant training. Maybe some massage. I like the massage idea. That always feels good. Acupuncture might work a little bit. Magnesium. Try magnesium L-threonate. Iron, diosmin, green tea, chromium. Those are good suggestions for controlling restless leg syndrome. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.